Preston and Steve Fun Size.
As we are heading into a holiday weekend, I'm sure if you can be outside, some music will be a part of the equation if you're, you know, hanging with the family or whatever you may be doing. And I saw this list. The readers of Classic Rock magazine have voted for the 100 greatest songs. I'm a fan of lists like these. I don't ever agree with lists like these, but they're kind of fun to take a look at.
It's the whole purpose.
Music.
Get a conversation going. Yeah, because for the most part, I agree. I seldom agree with these lists.
Yeah, but, you know, since the title is Classic Rock Magazine, you can tell that the songs are going to be of an older nature.
If you say We've Got Tonight is number one, I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Say it.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Nick. Steve, no, you're not going to get it. So they have their top 25 in this particular segment of the article that I have. So I thought it might be kind of fun to go through.
All right, yeah.
And see what you guys think. Might be number one.
What's number one?
All the way to the list.
On the list for the morning show.
So I'll start to just rattle these off. We don't have to spend a lot of time with each and every one of them because there are a lot. But number 25 is Born to Run.
Yeah.
Number 24 is More Than a Feeling from Boston.
I love Boston.
Me too.
Yeah.
Always. It's a guilty pleasure.
Absolutely.
Boston has gotten beaten up over the years, but you can't help but sing along when you hear the songs from them.
They've gotten so beaten up. Had they been named Little Rock, I wonder. Right?
Have they been named Little Rock?
If there's another city name.
Oh, smaller than
Boston. I think
there's
an actual, an honest aggression towards Boston.
Maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, you can't deny the lure of this song. It's a great tune. It's a great single.
Tom Schultz, is that his name?
Yeah, he's a guitarist and head honcho in the band. And the lead singer was Brad Delp, who killed himself several years ago, unfortunately. Then he had Don't Fear the Reaper from Blue Oyster Cult.
Great song.
Okay.
It's also in one of the greatest horror movies ever made, Halloween.
Yes, and it's also featured prominently in The Stand as well, in the book and in the novel. So here's one from Rainbow, and why do I not know this song? Stargazer from Rainbow?
I'm not familiar. Huh. Stargazer.
And that beats out More Than a Feeling and a bunch of these others. Do we even have that in the system?
No, we don't even have that in the system.
You've got to be kidding me. I don't know that song. Okay. Then we'll just take it on that.
We'll see if we can find it.
Number 21 is Whole Lotta Rosie from AC/DC.
It's about Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Wow. Great. Whole lotta Rosie.
Unbelievable.
Okay. No.
You have to take me to Super Save tomorrow because I have a sale.
I'm trying to reserve judgment on any of these songs because I don't know if there are other songs by the same band elsewhere on the list.
You know what? I'm looking on the list here, Nick, and I only see one other one from AC/DC making its way up to number one. But what I don't see is Back in Black or Shook Me All Night Long.
Oh, those are far more classic.
I would think so, right?
Okay. It's a stupid list.
Let's keep moving.
We're out.
Number 20 is Day in the Life from the Beatles.
Okay.
Yeah.
A great song.
Masterpiece. Yeah.
Number 19 is War Pigs from Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can we go back to the Beatles real quick? Because I was listening to to Abbey Road not that long ago, and the medley on the second side, on side B, is that... I know it's divided up into a bunch of different songs on the record, but would you consider that one song?
I would.
I do.
Okay.
But technically, I guess it wouldn't be.
It's like four or five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I consider it one song.
Me too. All right.
And if they've ever played just a part of it, there have been times
throughout
radio airplay where like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I used to, I disliked about when CD changers, when CDs were a fairly new technology, and when you would have CD changers... And a song like that, or songs that bleed in together, although they're technically separate tracks, it would skip over the second one. And I'm like, and move to something else.
Son of a bitch.
And sometimes it'll even happen on digital playlists.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. And
I can't stand that. How do you find a version where it's like, these two songs will be played together every single time?
There's Joe Jackson album that was recorded live in front of an audience, and it was done. But the whole deal is the audience didn't applaud. They just performed it for them. They got the acoustics right, and it goes from one song right into the other. And that's the way I like to hear it. On a CD, though... it stops, and if you get it as an MP3 or whatever sort of audio file, it does the separation. You can't listen to it straight through the way it was meant to be heard.
So the Amazon Echo, which I have at home, sometimes I'll pick an artist to put on and you know, just shuffle and whatever, just go through a bunch of songs. And when I ask for the Beatles, if they play Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, it'll go, you know, Billy Sheen, bling-de-bling-de-bling, and then go to the next song. It won't go into A Little Help from My Friends.
Right.
You can't do that to me.
You can't.
That's part of the freaking song.
Yeah.
And I think Apple needs to do a better job of, like, just even giving you that option as, you know, the owner of the music or
to
whatever.
To stitch it together,
to
so
stitch
to
it together, yes.
You know who'll never do that to you?
Who?
WMMR.
That's right.
No, we won't.
Never.
Jack.
Never. Yeah, Jack.
This is America, Jack.
Jack. All right, so Day in the Life's number 20, War Pigs number 19. Number 18 is The Boys Are Back in Town from Thin Lizzy.
I love that song.
I love its cheesiness. I love the whole concept of, you know, we fell about the place and this dumb story that they're relaying.
Got up and Chief slapped Johnny's face.
Ugh.
However, I don't think it's better than More Than a Feeling or
no,
A Day
not.
In the Life.
But this is stupid.
Stupid list.
But it gives us something to fight about.
Yes.
That's what really what it's everything.
Yes. Isn't that what we want in life?
We something want fighting to fight about? And stress because everything else is so peaceful and calm in our world.
Yeah. Number 17 is We Will Rock
number
You.
17.
Oh, my God.
We have number 17.
We have number 17.
That's
when
where
did
it
we
starts.
Get that?
I had no idea.
Number 17.
Jason, can I ask you a question? Do we have them all the way down to number one?
We do not.
Okay.
We got a 17, a 10, a 6, and a 4.
Yeah, we just have
that's
random
great.
Numbers.
It's like
for
playing
some
craps.
Yeah.
I think Marissa found out it was because those are the only ones that they would do it for.
We don't have a countdown. We have lottery number selection.
No, come on.
Yeah, something
Casey like had to have had every number if he
absolutely.
Would have wanted it. That's
I
right.
I remember saying every number at some point in time.
Yeah. All right. So
at number 1,176,422.
Yeah. Number 16 is Layla. That one, back in the day in the radio station I grew up listening to when they would do, like, the Memorial Day Rock and Roll 500.
The countdown.
It was either going to be Layla or Stairway to Heaven.
Always.
And
always.
Sometimes there was one other one. But
Freebird.
Freebird. That's it.
Yeah.
Those are the three.
Those are the three.
Absolutely.
This song, to me, is better than Freebird. It's better than Stairway to Heaven.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, you know, my only personal.
I understand.
This is stupid.
Written about who was George Harrison's wife at the time.
Patty Boyd, right?
Patty Boyd, and it was written about her by Eric Clapton, and he ended up marrying her.
And they remained best of friends.
Absolutely.
How do you work that one?
All through their lives.
We can learn a lot from that. I don't know what, but we can learn a lot.
Layla is number 16. Number 15, All Along the Watchtower from Jimi Hendrix.
Great song.
It is.
Better than the original.
One of those rare occasions the cover was better than the original.
And I can't vision Benny.
I agree. Even he liked it
he's
better.
He's got more bones.
So.
Ging, 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 ging. That part, I like it.
Everybody, sing along.
Sing that. Ging, 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 ging.
Classic Rock Magazine. The readers have posted the top rock songs of all time. Okay, so number 14 is Gimme Shelter from Rolling Stones.
Yeah. Great song.
That is a great tune. And that's the one, you know, I kind of dismiss the Stones, not as I don't like the Stones.
You just think they're useless and unnecessary.
I'm not saying that at all.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm saying they're a great band, but I don't hold them in high as regard as, say, Jackie Bam Bam or Pierre does as the greatest rock band of all time. But the moment that I start to listen to music, I'm like, yeah, amazing.
You appreciate them.
Yes.
And that's the way I feel. So seeing them in concert, as I did, you know, recently when they were at the Link, again, it's what I wanted to see. I don't ever really put on Stones music, but when I hear it, I always get into it.
So that's number 14. Number 13 is Shine On You Crazy Diamond from Pink Floyd.
It's an interesting choice because that's it's a good song. It's just not one that I would put. There's so many more Pink Floyd songs I'd pop into the top.
There is another one coming up.
All right.
So
if it's money, I'm going to kill myself.
No, it's not. But it's the one I was thinking of, and I was like, oh, yeah, sure enough, it's there. Are we playing a little bit of Shine On You Crazy Diamond?
Yeah, it's there.
Let's just play the whole thing.
Why not? It's only 13 minutes and 27 seconds.
Play the whole Animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Then you have Sweet Child of Mine from Guns N' Roses. It is a great tune. It's
great hook, great everything.
And the thing about it is it can be a hard rock tune, but it can also be a tender, beautiful song.
It can also be a song that you sing with your family in your RV as you're traveling over to see your stepbrother.
That's great. That is a great scene.
It's unbelievably
good. It's the best. When she starts singing and he's just berating her the whole time.
Come on.
So this is number 12 in this list. Number 11 is Whole Lot of Love from Led Zeppelin. Want a whole lot of love?
Meow. This is a song where they go, bang.
Yeah. Are we playing it? Oh, here it is.
This is...
You need cooling. Baby, I'm not fooling.
Yep.
So in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, obviously they make a reference to a Zeppelin side to listen to for romance. If you were to put on a Zeppelin song for sex, what would you put on?
Cashmere.
Yeah, that's what I would too.
Yep, it's got the right tempo to it.
Yeah. You throw your back out with anything else.
So a Whole Lot of Love is number 11 on this list. Number 10 is...
Number 10.
I forgot we had that. Won't Get Fooled Again from The Who.
Yeah. This is a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm. And used very well in CSI, kind of, actually. Not that it ever really waned in its popularity, but may have turned on to some fans who weren't familiar
Perhaps
with the song.
He should have been wearing a life jerket. Right?
Jerket.
Yep.
Won't Get Fooled Again is number 10 on this list. So now we're in the top 10. Number 9 is Highway to Hell from AC/DC. And so that beats out Whole Lot of Rosie, which was 21, the only other AC/DC song.
You're going to take me to Superfest tomorrow because I have a sale.
I recommend if you're learning to play the drums and you eventually get to a level where I'm like, okay, I'm going to play to a song now. This is the song you want to play to. It is quite possibly the easiest rock song to play on the drums.
Weren't you going to teach Kathy how to play this?
I could teach Kathy really? To play this song note for note, no problem.
Really?
Yes. And I wanted to do it for Camp Out for Hunger.
Oh, yeah,
so
I remember
you could
that.
Play on stage. We could still do it.
Okay.
All right, so eventually we'll get around to doing that.
All right, so Back in Black is not in the top 20 here.
No.
And so Whole Lot of Rosie's better than Back in Black.
That's what this...
I disagree.
That's according to the readers of Classic Rock magazine, yeah.
And Classic Rock has been, you know, sort of a definitive magazine, and though I'm having issues here, man.
Yeah. Number 8, Tom Sawyer from Rush.
Tom Sawyer.
I'm going with that. Tom Sawyer. I'm sorry, I mispronounced it. So I'm cool with that. When my boys end up in the top 10, I'm very happy with that.
I'm going to throw it out there. You don't have to bite, but I'm going to throw it out.
Mm.
Greatest Rush song of all time. Go!
Velociraptor. you know what? It was Captain Dale, I think, who asked me what my favorite Rush song was.
Velociraptor.
I had to stop and think about it for a minute. And I think because of the journey that you take in the song and the musical journey and so forth and the length of it, I would have to go with Xanadu as my favorite Rush song. But for the public, this is the greatest Rush song that there is. Absolutely. All right, so Tom Sawyer's number 8. Number 7, now we get into the iconic songs.
Yeah.
All right.
Smoke on the Water is number 7. And considered the greatest or most recognizable guitar riff of all time. And we had a special version that Casey played.
Yes.
If you remember. I don't know if you still have that.
I do. Well, give me a second.
Casey, you have misspelled smoke like 5 times.
A million times.
Smike,
I'm so friggin' mad right now.
Right now it's at smock.
Smock on the water.
That's how you pull these songs.
Smock on the water?
You have to enter them into a search bar, and I saw smilk. Smock.
Smart.
And schmock.
It was smike on the water, because I and O are right next to each other.
All right, so now we have smoke on the water.
I'll find that.
Yeah. Richie Blackmore. Wrote an iconic guitar riff, and it still lives on to this day. All right.
That was an air hose between your ass cheeks.
Wait.
One more time. Keep going.
Dude. Now that's rock.
Turn it up.
Yeah. All right. So that's number seven on the list. Number six is hotel.
Number six.
At number six. Number six is Hotel California.
All right. Where do you consider that in the Eagles pantheon?
The number one.
You do?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure I do.
Song. I was obsessed with this song in 1992 and 93. I was obsessed with it.
Sometimes this would end up as number one on the classic rock countdown.
You're right.
Ahead of the others, you know, the ones you mentioned, Stairway and Freebird.
Yeah, these are all kind of interchangeable once we get up into this part. Because number four on the list, Steve, is Kashmir from Led Zeppelin.
Oh,
great
wow.
song. Number four. At number four, it's Kashmir.
And here's how stupid this is. It says Kashmir, Led Zeppelin, 1985.
It's a stupid list.
That didn't come out in 1985.
No. That was their last album was... What was their last album?
1980? 79? What was it, Nick?
Yeah, 80, I believe. And yeah, this came out in 75.
Okay.
You skipped number five.
Oh, I'm sorry. Number five is Freebird.
Ah.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, these are the ones that you're always going to see in the top. So,
Better version, do you prefer the live version or the studio version?
I like the studio version, you know. I mean, I don't know. I heard it so much that's the one that's a little bit nearer and dearer to me. But the live one's great. What song is it you all want to hear?
Yeah. Yep. We would like to hear Freebird, please.
Yeah, I was just saying that rhetorically. What does that mean?
Rhetorically is a tough word.
What does that mean?
That word you used, what does that mean?
Forget it.
Move on. Play the song.
All right, then you had Kashmir and then Comfortably Numb from Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I love this song.
This is three?
This is number three.
And written at the Spectrum, right?
Yep. That was the word, yeah, backstage. That it was at least part of it was.
Want to see if there's anyone in the bathroom?
Was written
is
at the.
Is anybody in there? I really have to go. I've been holding it in quite long.
So yeah, it's a masterpiece.
And it never fails. If you're driving along and you let it all play out, it'll make you tear up.
Yep. And then number two is Stairway to Heaven, which many times ends up as number one.
It's not my favorite Led Zeppelin song.
No. Nope, and you know what? In fact, it's automatic tune out for me. Like the second I hear it, I'm like, God, I've heard this so much. And then one time I was like, okay, sit through it and listen to the whole thing again, because it's been ages since you actually listened to the whole song. And it was outstanding when I stopped and just listened to it for a while.
Live version or studio version?
I like studio version, I guess. Yeah.
Does anybody remember laughter?
That part
Yes, I remember laughter.
No, that was a rhetorical question.
That was rhetorical. Out of hell.
I didn't really want an answer.
Play the damn song.
Yes, you were asking. I do remember laughter. I laughed in the parking lot as we were walking in. What is with these people?
Hey, you're just supposed to respond with...
That's like, I'm just, hey, like, party! It doesn't require a response. Where would you like us to party? No, it's just... What happened? Oh, man!
All right, and the main reason I brought this up is the number one, which is... gained a lot more popularity in the past few years because of a certain movie that came out. Bohemian Rhapsody is number one on this list from Classic Rock Magazine of 100 greatest songs. So I'd put it up there.
Which classic song? What I love about the MMR mix is that we're active rock, so all of this stuff gets its due, airtime with new stuff.
Yes.
Of this cluster, which classic rock artist will you... actively, besides Rush, put music on most often. Yeah.
All right, let me look back at the list, because lately I've been putting on things like Supertramp and recently the Doobie Brothers, because we were talking about them.
Yeah.
And Elton John.
Steely
and
Dan for me, I guess.
Steely Dan is another one that I'll pull up a library from. Because
The Who ends up quite often. I'll pop up that like Won't Get Fooled Again and Bob O'Reilly.
Carter, the other day we were getting ready to make dinner. He's like, Dad, why don't you put on some music? I'm like, ooh, okay. And I was just like, let me think about it. What haven't I put on? So I put on Van
Siberian
Halen.
Throat Singing. Oh, Van Halen.
Van Halen's a band that I went through with recently. So, but you know what? I need to go back and spend some time with The Who, looking at this list, with diving into their catalog.
So much great. You know, it's worth
loads
just putting on
material.
Just put on the soundtrack to The Kids Are All Right.
Yeah,
that's a great collection.
Who else on here? Sabbath.
I do appreciate Sabbath.
No, I do too. But I like a song here and there. But to go down a path of just Sabbath songs, that's a bit much. It gets a bit dark.
I like so. It's funny because the same thing I will laud a particular artist for, I will criticize another art, which is,
right,
why did you change the style? And then I love artists that do change their style and pull it off.
Yeah.
So I guess it just depends on what they're able to achieve.
Hey, do you want to hear that Rainbow song, Stargazer?
I do.
Marissa did send that over.
Okay.
I don't think any of us really knew what it was.
Lyrically, it's like Tenacious D.
It's always the same thing.
It's totally out of that stuff.
And the dragon of the night across the flaming sky.
Wait, here's some reverb. Let's hear some reverb in that.
A man weeps alone. His death is on nigh. Time to day the tiller man as he comes across the creek.
Yes.
Stuff that just is pasted together.
Yeah.
It's really copy and paste. Table of contents.
Table of contents. what is this? No, this is lame, Marissa.
In a dark cave, the hungry man screams.
The readers of Classic Rock Magazine have declared this
stupid.
This rock song, the greatest song of the century so far.
Okay, so in the 20s. The 20-aughts.
There's only 80 more years.
Well, this is dumb. The darkness, I believe, in a thing called love.
Oh, they're dumb.
That doesn't make any sense anyway, because that song... Well, did that come out after 2000?
Yeah, it was like 2004 or something.
If you subscribe to this magazine, cancel your subscription.
Here's the thing about that darkness song. It was such a novelty.
Yeah. It was meant to be a novelty.
Yeah.
And they were
nice enough guys. I met them a couple of times, but I'm like, no, it's not. It ain't legit.
So,
in my mind,
I think. The song?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Do you like that song?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. If I'm going to listen to something like that, I'd rather listen to Steel Panther.
Yeah.
But, okay.
I think it's a good song, and it serves its purpose, but I think there are other artists that have kind of parlayed that sound better. Can't explain all the feelings
that you're making me feel. It's fine.
Nah.
My heart's in overdrive.
All right, it's a good song.
I have a different list that I thought would be another fun music list that actually Casey had brought me to speed on. And, you know, and sometimes there's gazillion lists on YouTube for whatever it may be, movies, music, sports, anything. And a lot of them, some of them I'll go check out and I'll be like, yeah, I'll kind of discount them right away. But this was an interesting category.
Well, since we're in a list mode, let's do it.
Yeah.
And we had a bad taste from that list. Maybe this will reaffirm our faith in life.
No. It is.
No.
Oh, really?
No. Listen, it's a good list, but I think there were definitely some big-time omissions.
Okay, so it's the top 20 songs that have an acoustic guitar intro.
Okay.
So very specific.
Interesting. We once talked about songs that have an acoustic piano intro.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm curious to hear this.
What did we come up with?
An ending, like Wildfire, that song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And Epic from Faith No More has a little piano outro on it, too.
Layla.
So this is just from a YouTuber who came up with this list. So Casey jotted down the list. I don't know who this guy is, but
PewDiePie.
I thought it might be kind of fun for conversation. But to give you some examples, like number 20 is Free Fallin' from Tom Petty. Guitar.
Love it.
Beautiful, right?
Iconic sound.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Petty songs. One of my favorite Petty videos.
What's in the video? I don't remember.
The girl's doing the half pipe,
she's skateboarding.
Skateboarding? Okay. Yeah, I don't remember. I have to go back and check that out. But, anyhow, yeah, that's a good one. All right, here's another one for you. Cats in the Cradle.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
I don't have the intro for that one. It's the only intro.
At number 3, it's Cats in the Cradle. About a bad father who then becomes
a bad father, and then his son grows up and treats him like crap.
I guess
he's a horrible person. He's abusive.
It just talks about life getting in the way of those special relationships.
They're horrible people.
That you should. I think about that stuff. I'm like, you know, my daughter lately has been wanting to spend a little bit of time together, and I'm like, I need to make sure that
Savor
I do
it.
That. Absolutely. Because it ain't going to last long.
Well, he's
don't
let her leave your sight.
No,
yes, glom onto her.
He's got another song called "Father and Son," which I love. It's a regular on my playlist. It seems to me that maybe he had little issues with his own old man.
Probably,
yeah.
And then he did "Daddy Sucks," which was
"Daddy Sucks." Sucks so bad.
What's a taxi? Is that
that's
the
a great song?
That's a fantastic.
And then
song.
He also did the DJ of WOL.
I don't know.
Nick, can you look on his list of Harry Chapin songs?
WKRP in Cincinnati?
No, but it's a song that's sort of similar. Like,
okay.
But it's a
Wait, are we talking about Harry Chapin or Cat Stevens?
Harry Chapin.
Didn't Cat Stevens do the Father and Son song?
He did, and Harry Chapin did Cats in the Cradle.
I'm lost as to where we are.
No. I messed up. I was the one who brought... Go figure. I was the one who took this train over to the other
You're
tracks.
Talking about Father and Son, which is a great...
It is a great song.
Great Cat Stevens song.
That's a Cat Stevens song.
It's beautiful.
It's Cat Stevens. Okay.
Cats in the Cradle.
It's not Harry Chapin.
Cats in the Cradle, Cat Stevens.
Cats.
Songs about dads and cats.
Yeah. Stevens.
Yeah.
Harry.
Cradle.
Yeah.
Chapin. Okay, so
let's just move along.
Number 18 on this list is Salisbury Hill. Beautiful intro. Beautiful song.
I would start off every song with an acoustic guitar, even a thrash metal song.
I actually get a little choked up when he says, you know, you can keep my things, they've come to take me home.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's the most important thing. I'm going home.
That's it.
I don't care. The rest of this can stay behind. I don't even know what the whole story
is
about.
Just give me my drum set.
But wait a minute. No, don't keep my things. Give me my drum set.
Give me my drum set.
I want my drum set, and then I'm going to go home.
And that's all I need.
That's all I need.
Yeah. And then this phone.
And my GoPros. My GoPros, too.
Yes, because I need to make drum videos.
Yeah.
Before I go home, I have to have those things.
And this?
I've never taken the time to know what this song, to learn what this song is about. Does anybody know?
I used to, and now I don't.
I know that
helps you greatly.
Didn't he used to drive past Salisbury Hill, and he was inspired by it? Like, Peter Gabriel was on a bus, and maybe when he was with Genesis or whatever, but he would drive past this hill quite a bit. DeBella's talked about it on his show, because it used to be...
Well, let's tune over there right now. Maybe he's talking about... Oh, he's on vacation.
Oh.
Damn it.
But anyhow, what did you know about it, Nick?
That it's just a story about the, you know, him growing up and being in this part of England where Salisbury exists.
Okay. So it's number 18 on the list. Number 17 is...
Number 17.
At number 17.
I forgot we had number 17.
Maybe we can steal DeBella's numbers.
These are so...
I need a 9, an 8, and a 3.
These are songs that have acoustic guitar intros. Time in a Bottle. Jim Croce.
Time in a Bottle.
That dude was a great musician.
Unbelievable.
Delco's own, right?
Yeah, he is from here, right?
Upper Darby, I believe.
Pat Croce's cousin.
Yeah.
If I could get back to Delco.
The first thing that I'd like to
what
do.
What should he do? First thing he gets back to Delco.
He got to have a Charlie's cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And then smoke some pop out of a bench.
It's a beautiful song.
It is. All right, next is I Stay Away.
Beautiful song.
Yeah.
God, this is one of my all-time favorites. And the video to it, the claymation.
This Jar of Flies? This album?
Yeah.
I don't remember the video. It was claymation?
Yeah, and there's a circus involved, and there's a fire that starts, and it's really wild.
I love the fact that Alice in Chains has been able to survive as a band, but I miss Layne Staley when it comes to songs like this.
Well, listen to his voice.
Yeah.
Now, he wouldn't be the same without Cantrell singing vocals.
No,
but it's very much missed.
Or Ringo.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful song. I forget about this
that,
one. Yeah.
This one gets me when you talk about certain parts of it. Just we're watching the video now. Isn't this wild?
Yeah, that's cool.
It's just, and it's so moody. There was a time when videos would really capture, almost like reading the liner notes, you know, to like help inform what the attitude is.
I've never watched this video. This is okay. I've never seen this before.
Yeah, go watch it. It's pretty cool. All right, then there's number 15 is Pinball Wizard.
Now, apparently, this is, and I don't know much about guitar.
It's about Harry Chapin's father.
No. But if you listen to it, it's like an F sharp the whole time.
D
sharp the whole time.
It's D F sharp all the time.
I think it's D sharp D.
Okay, so he's just changing it slightly.
Yeah.
But adding a sharp in there. But he probably is strumming a few different strings at a time to give it that different feel. But see, a really cool version of this song is from, you can find the video on YouTube from the Policeman's Other Ball. It's all just Pete Townsend and an acoustic guitar, and he's doing the vocals as well. And he just,
I love those
strums
albums.
Strums the hell out of that guitar. Just absolutely shreds it.
You can't find, it's hard to find those albums now. You'll find separate songs, but that's a great performance.
All right, here is a badass, and this is a list of acoustic guitar intros on songs. This is a badass acoustic guitar intro. Crazy on You from Heart. And this is Nancy playing this.
I love this.
This is an excellent piece of music right here.
She is a top level guitarist.
She is. Love it. I want to hear a little bit of this. Especially like this part right here. Excellent.
So when I watched this video that this guy created, he played all of the songs himself except for this song. This is the only song.
It, could he?
Well, maybe not. I don't know. Or maybe he just
creeped.
And it's weird because he didn't have this like number one, but I guess he paid, has so much respect for it that he put the live version of it.
So Crazy on You is number 14. This is on this guy's list, but I'm good with this.
I am
so
totally
far
down with this list. Every one of these songs is a home run.
Here is an outstanding song, Fire and Rain, from James Taylor. Wow.
If you don't,
this song makes me cry.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, especially when this was the first, James Taylor was the first artist signed to Apple Records.
Yeah.
The Beatles were huge fans.
Yep.
And, just yesterday morning, I mean, I've seen him in concert many times. I saw him with, Leibach and a couple of death metal, but no, he was
Cannibal Corpse,
yeah. Five Finger Death Punch.
There's a scene in Cheers where Cliff goes, man, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. And Norm goes, Cliffy, everybody's seen fire and rain. Cliff goes, never mind then.
I've seen fire. He's a great guitar player, too. He does the finger picking. He's excellent.
Sweet Baby James is another one of my favorites.
He's one of the greatest guests we've ever had on the show.
Yeah. Had that ISDN line he performed for us.
He took our requests, which was pretty amazing.
Yep.
I did an amazing version of Carolina on My Mind one time.
Karaoke version?
Yeah, karaoke version.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
We played it for him. He loved it, actually. all right. And then, speaking of the Beatles, how about this one? There you go.
Mm.
Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah. One of
the greatest love songs ever written, to be honest. No, wait. I'm thinking of something. Never mind.
You're thinking,
but still good.
This is a beautiful song anyway.
Beautiful.
But this is a great,
it's a love song to the sun.
Acoustic guitar.
You're so big and you're so hot. You're 93 million miles away from Earth, and yet you keep us warm.
All right, so
and then they changed the lyrics to what we know now.
That's number 12. Bill Weston's in here. You want to add anything, yeah. Man About Town? You're kind of hanging out in the corner there with your mask
dangling. I love listening to these nice eyebrows, Kathy.
Wow, that took 2 seconds.
Oh, my God. They look like caterpillars up there.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I was distracted. Kind of like Casey in any conversation. Yeah. All right. No, I love conversations like this. Just listening and, yeah, you know, man, running through the list and hearing the, like, yeah, I agree. It was WOLD.
That's a good song, is it not?
It's kind of like about the washed-up DJ,
right,
who's got a morning show in Pocatello, Idaho.
Right, yeah.
Kind of over the...
But it is sort of a tribute to radio and your connection to the DJ. Is the very difficult two letters I'm attempting to say.
Is there anything that we haven't mentioned yet that you would say it has a great acoustic guitar intro to it? Just probably on the list.
I have a hard time conceiving things without having you say them first.
Right, okay, right. Right.
But, right. So that's,
that's the issue with lists like this. I could never put together a list like this because I would just be... I'd go into a loop and try to hash it out. So
I've gone through this list, and there were a couple, I think, omissions that I'm not going to mention until we get through the list.
Right.
But I think this list so far is damn good.
I'm down with it, and it's such a beautiful instrument when played, you know, properly.
Casey had brought the list up to me yesterday, and this is the one that I had mentioned, which is number 11 on this list, and it's Roundabout from Yes, because I could play the beginning of it. This is just the first part of this.
You can't play the whole part?
Oh, my God. Before it starts really kicking in? No.
This is a... I love... Yes, you and I are big into prog rock.
Yep.
And, beautiful.
Now I'm having a...
You can play this.
Steve Howe plays the guitar on this. Yeah, I can play this first part.
By the way, Steve Howe looks like he's out of Lord of the Rings.
He does. If you put him and Angus Young together...
Forget it.
You've got half of the cast of The Hobbit
right
there.
That's right. All you need is a ring.
Yeah. So this is a fantastic song, and yes, one of the great acoustic guitar intros. All right, how about we go to Simon and Garfunkel?
Number 10, it's Simon and Garfunkel.
All right, what would you think it is without me saying?
I'm going to say, let me see, if it's
acoustic guitar. Now, they was pretty much exclusive acoustic guitar, so it's kind of hard to
say
which one it would be.
Probably their biggest hit, Sound of Silence.
Right, and I would definitely put that on there. But,
or April Come She Will.
But that's not, nope, it's not either one of those. It is.
Then I'm effed.
It's this.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Bustly said,
yeah!
Scarborough Fair.
I love Simon and Garfunkel. And their Central Park concert. Phenomenal.
This is another one that you can put on a bunch of songs. This one, however, is like you got to be in the right frame of mind. Otherwise,
one of Nick's frat parties.
You're gonna
turn it up, boys.
You are going to nod off immediately. All right, so Scarborough Fair. Number 9 is from Zeppelin. Babe, I'm going to leave you.
This is great.
Beautiful, beautiful guitar intro from Jimmy Page.
He doesn't say baby enough, though.
Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby. Babe. Babe.
This is for an ad campaign for Pampers.
Oh, I didn't realize that
was... Babies need to stay dry.
That was the motivation behind it. All right, how about this? Number 8 is Wish You Were Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially after... This is electric. So technically, this might not even be allowed.
Are we going to allow it, judges?
Yeah, we're going to allow it.
We're going to allow it.
Because the actual acoustic part is as iconic as this processed part.
And listen, so you hear him right before he starts the guitar part, you'll hear him sniff like that. So,
because he's crying how beautiful it is.
So he's listening to the playback. Here, listen closely. Here?
Wow.
That was it, yeah.
The first time I ever heard
David Gilmour.
First time I ever heard the song was actually.
Wait, I heard something.
Did you hear that? Wait, play it back. Play it back.
All right, here we go.
I don't know if we can. Hang on. Can you back it up just a little bit? Oh, never mind. Okay. All right, what were we going to say?
First time I ever heard the song was in college, and it wasn't actually. Jesus.
Can you hear that?
Wait. Turn it up. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They did that in there. They left that in there so you,
that's
they,
right.
they seem more human.
Yeah.
That's why the gas. But anyway, you were going to say first time you heard this?
It was in college. It wasn't actually by Pink Floyd. It was, you know.
Very Chapin.
No, it was some dude in the dorm room, and everybody was singing it, and I'm like, why do I not know this song?
You know? That's great.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
That you heard it the first time like that. What?
Is it about a White Castle again?
No, it's not. No, no, it's about acoustic guitar, okay. And this song's not on the list, and I think it's an omission. And for some reason, I'm drawing a blank on the name of the song. I'm so mad.
How does it go?
Well, it's a Beatles song, Blackbird.
And oh, yeah, yeah.
So we used to do this thing here at the station for clients. We would have like a reception, if you remember. And, and so in some of the rooms, they would have musicians. And one of the guitarists, I think it was a guitarist from Octane, was in here warming up. And he was tuning his guitar, and he started playing Blackbird.
Okay.
And I looked at him. I go, wow, that's beautiful. I go, did you write that?
Oh, no. And it was Blackbird.
It was freaking Blackbird.
Yeah. An iconic.
Yeah.
Guitar part. So
that song about the birthdays. Did you write that? That happy birthday.
All right, so
I wish that was a lie and I wasn't, you know, but I don't think up until that point I had ever heard that song. And guys, I was like 35 years old.
You don't think you had heard Blackbird until
I don't
that
think
time?
So.
I guarantee you had to be somewhere where you heard it. You just didn't recall it.
Don't you think I would have recalled hearing that song?
Wow. Okay.
We don't even have it in our system. I can't even play for you dudes.
Not only a great guitar part, but outstanding vocals as well. Okay, so number 7 on this list is from my boys, Rush. It's Closer to the Heart.
Oh, yeah.
This is beautiful, right?
This may... this favorite? This for me over Tom Sawyer, and I love Tom Sawyer.
Oh, as just a Rush song
in
general?
Yeah,
the interesting thing about this guitar part is when Alex Lifeson would come up to play... You know, he goes into an electric part, so he had a hard time being able to play the acoustic guitar and then go right into the electric guitar. So he created, he developed and made a special stand that would hold the acoustic guitar.
Yes.
So, and he ended up becoming, that was a product that he created and took off and was very successful in the world.
I see. Now, a lot of people, so he was the one who invented that?
He invented that, yeah.
He invented mayonnaise too, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah, it's Canadian by nature. So, Closer to the Heart, number 7 on this guy's list. Number six. Another Zeppelin tune, Over the Hills and Far Away. Yeah, this is great. I wish I could play this song on guitar.
It's amazing, cool. And it's in my top 3 favorite Zeppelin songs. Maybe my favorite.
This is my favorite.
Yeah.
Diddly-doo. He does a lot of pulling of the notes, which is cool. All right. Okay. Then you have...
at number 6.
We were just... now we're on to number 5.
Number 5.
We were talking about Boston earlier in the last list, and More Than a Feeling is one of the top songs. I agree. This is great.
Bill, do you understand why does Boston get crapped upon...
Well, I don't know, because it was such a producer's record. It was Tom Scholz in his basement for 3 years, and then he gave Epic the tapes, and boom, there's like, you know, nine records.
That was it.
You know,
they were considered sort of a complete studio product.
And some of their songs were about, they were just out of the streets of Boston, and, you know, they tell them the story of what they were, and all that was fictional.
Yeah.
None of that was, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't live that story. They were, like Bill said, they were produced in a basement. So a lot of that rang as hollow.
I once asked Tom Scholz about the line in Rock and Roll Band. Like, we went down to played a gig in Rhode Island, met a big guy, a big fat car, smoked a cigar, signed our deal to the record label, said, totally fabricated.
Yeah. Okay, that's what Nick's talking about, yeah.
Yeah, so
they're great. Actually from Barcelona.
These are great stories, and they make for a great song, but none of it's true. So, like, if you're looking for genuine storytelling in a band.
They were considered to be a formulated band, and so other bands looked down on that, but whatever, man.
Still solid.
It comes down to not only production, but songwriting. They wrote great songs, so that still stand the test of time. All right, number 4 on this, we go back to the Beatles.
Wait, hang on a second.
Number 4.
Norwegian Wood.
Yeah.
Which is... Sounds a lot like Boston. Okay, here we go.
They were a big inspiration for Boston.
Yeah, this is a great song.
This is Rubber Soul, right?
With the sitar. I believe that's on Rubber Soul, yeah.
This was a departure in sound for the Beatles.
Yes. Yeah, that whole album had some interesting twists on it, that and Revolver.
Nowhere, man.
All right, then you have number three from the Rolling Stones. It's Angie. You're beautiful.
Your sister hates the song, right?
No, we both kind of hated it. Okay. It just says her name over and over and over all the time, and I just kind of got tired of this song. But, I mean, it's a beautiful song, absolutely. But, you know.
Angie.
And plus he says Angie.
Yeah, there's nine syllables in Angie.
Angie. All right, and then with these last two, we get into the Rock and Roll 500 top list. Hotel California is number two. And you know the story after seeing that awesome documentary about the Eagles.
Great.
That it was Don Felder who came up with this. And he was just kind of messing around. He had this kind of Spanish-sounding guitar part and put it on a cassette and gave it to Glenn Frey. And Glenn heard it, and he's like, we got to use this. And there you go. But I think more so than the acoustic intro, the dueling guitar solos at the end
is
the iconic part of this song. So, but you can't deny this part. It's outstanding. And then the last one, number one, Stairway to Heaven.
We don't have number one?
We don't have number one.
No.
We don't have a number one.
No. I know it's a great song. It literally falls into that category of I've heard it so much, it becomes white noise.
Nick, I'm going to pull up the text and see which ones that we're missing out on per listeners. Yes, Bill Weston.
Did you know that we don't schedule Stairway to Heaven on regular rotation on
MMR? I heard it on MMR maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. And we were doing the special weekend, I guess Memorial Day weekend.
Was it Long Songs or something? Yeah, but it's not in regular rotation, so, even though it tests in our research.
Yeah.
Super huge, like a top 10, top 12 song.
But Chuck said that was the first time MMR had played it in years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so iconic. It's burned in your brain that you think that you hear it more often than you actually do.
Yeah. So when you do play it on a feature or on a weekend or whatever, it sounds okay.
Yeah.
Listen to it. But it's like, I hear it so often. We don't play it. Maybe a couple times a year, you know.
But yet you get accusations that it's played all the time. Yeah,
I'm kind of surprised Patience wasn't on the list by Guns N' Roses. That's a pretty popular acoustic tune.
Here's some texts that are coming in. So somebody says, would Silent Lucidity count?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful intro on that with an acoustic guitar. I would certainly that would count.
Huh. That's like Brazen Perspicacity, which is their follow-up hit.
Brazen what?
Brazen Perspicacity.
Perspicacity. Okay. This is nice. Casey, did you bring this one up or did I bring this one up?
I brought that up. I have it ready to go.
Do you have it? Yeah. All right. Casey thought this should be on the list, and I agree.
Oh, yeah.
America.
Ventura Highway. First concert I ever saw.
Really?
I think I got a little boobage.
Oh, wow. You think?
Yeah. Well, mom was very giving.
Okay. God rest your soul. This is a great song. Outstanding song. So that's a good one.
One of the guys died recently.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about
it. I was at a bar in Delco within the last decade, and I was having a conversation. I believe I was doing like a ticket raid or something like that, and there was a band in there. And it was just pressed. It was kind of like the band that you were in not that long ago. Just a bunch of dudes who had been playing instruments their whole lives and decided to, like, kind of hang in the garage and play together. And then they were like, wait, we're pretty good at this. And so they just would play bars. They were so damn good. And they did the whole song was all harmony. So they didn't do, you know, lead singer. It was awesome.
How about this one? She Talks to Angels, Black Rose.
Oh,
that should be on there. That's excellent.
Is that their best song?
Well, it depends on what you're in the mood for. I mean, like, because I was like, Jealous Again is one of my favorite songs from them. But this is, I mean, how can you deny this, man? This is excellent. Although, What's-His-Face wouldn't play it for us when he was in the studio.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude.
Here's where I hit his car key.
Oh, really? Good.
Nice.
especially these harmonics. That's cool. Let me see. Yeah, a few people are saying She Talks to Angels. How about Burnin' Love?
What the hell is that?
Elvis.
Oh, no.
That doesn't have an acoustic guitar intro to it, does it?
Does it?
Starts off like that.
Maybe it's just some guy doing that.
Hole in My Heart from Extreme? No. I mean, I like Extreme. I like Extreme a lot. But
no Allman's on the list?
No Allman Brothers on the list? What song would be acoustic?
Melissa?
Does it start off
beautiful
acoustic?
Song.
Blue
does
Sky,
it?
Yeah.
Does it, Melissa, it's one of my favorite songs, and I can't recall whether it starts with just an acoustic
Melissa.
Guitar.
It does.
I thought it was a tuba.
Nope.
Boom, boom, boom.
This person says the Beatles are overrated.
Sure. Oh, okay.
Sometimes people have opinions that are just their opinions, but that opinion is wrong.
Yes.
Oh, this is such a great song.
What a beautiful song.
There was a commercial, like, for a backhoe or something like that that used mm-hmm. this. Like, oh, no, don't put that music on that.
Right.
Now yeah. I can't stop thinking of a backhoe when I hear this.
The movie yesterday, I think, gave me more of an appreciation for what the Beatles are and what they did for music and what they did for humanity. Oh. And at one point, you know, the kid is trying to play Let It Be for his parents.
Yeah.
And he keeps getting interrupted. And he was able to put it in a context that I had never thought of before. But he's like, I'm basically painting the Mona Lisa for you in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
And you won't pay attention to what's going on here. And I'm like, no, you're absolutely right. Like, this is art.
Yeah, yep, you are correct.
By the way, I played golf with a guy named Art yesterday, and he's from New York. And when I asked him what his name was, he said Ought. And for six holes, I thought his name was Ought. Okay? And then
accent.
I pulled up behind him, and I saw in his golf bag his name was Art. And I was like, oh, my God, I thought your name was Ought.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
Grab that guitar and write a song about it.
I'm
going
to write that. Yeah, give me a second.
This one's called Ought. Met a guy I played golf with one time, and I thought his name was Ott. Turns out his name was Ott, and I think we can all commiserate with that. I once met a dude on the sixth hole. His name was Ott.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. That's excellent. Okay. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Doesn't matter. Let's move along.
Ought.
You were, Casey was talking about how interruptions can distract you.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Hey, look at Kathy's eyebrows.
Yeah. They just spelled out ought.
Come on.
All right. Interesting list. Two interesting lists. So I figured that'd be kind of nice to go through.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.